I'm Carol Hills, and you're listening to The World. European leaders are in Berlin this week, trying to hash out an agreement on controlling migration. It's such a divisive issue right now that you might think the number of people trying to get to Europe is going up. It's actually come down since the crisis point in 2015 and 2016. Back then, most of the newcomers were trying to get to Germany. But the UK also received thousands of asylum seekers, including many unaccompanied minors. A theater group in London recently put on a play about young migrants, starring some young migrants. They talked about the struggles they faced after they arrived, including an inability to sleep. Brenna Daldorf went to the performance in London.
And everyone on your feet, take your little step forward.
Director Andrew Wyman is perched in a chair, giving final notes to the 18 young actors who make up the cast of the play, Wherever I Lay My Head.
Then let's go to the run positions.
The actors are on a small makeshift stage in an auditorium in London City Hall. Behind them is a wall of glass windows several stories high. Beyond, you can see the Thames and London skyscrapers. This glorious view of London contrasts with the subject matter of the play, the struggles of young migrants who come to the UK. It's a joint production of the National Youth Theatre and the children's charity, Corum. Anna Draper is a child psychologist with Corum, and she's also the play's technical advisor. Back in 2015, Draper was hired by the National Health Service to work with young migrants arriving in England.
So my job was to come in, to just meet with young people, to talk to them, to make a sense of what was going on, and then to think about what our response needed to be. So a lot of the children were telling us about their inability to sleep, the fact that they'd travelled at night. They were in a routine of sleeping during the day.
After months of travelling at night, these kids had something like chronic jet lag. They were also haunted by nightmares of the past and anxiety about the future. And the sleepless nights made it hard for them to attend classes, think clearly, and properly integrate. The interviews that Draper conducted with young migrants were the source material for the script.
When I heard the play, it kind of feels like I'm in the room with those young people again. There are moments when I think, oh, I know that voice, I know those words, I know what's being said, and I can see the face of the child who spoke it.
The lines seem even more powerful because some of them are spoken by young migrants, some of whom came to the UK as unaccompanied minors. The cast includes five people from Corum's Young Citizens, a youth group for people from migrant and refugee backgrounds, like Omar Alfrua. He's 18. Just over a year ago, he moved from Syria to the UK to join family and pursue his studies.
This play reminds me of my brothers and my family because they spent a year in France to come to London. They walk from Turkish to France by walking, by feet. They sleep hungry, they sleep without covering.
Omar says that even though he didn't undergo the same tough journey to the UK, he found life in England a lot harder than he imagined.
The first 2-3 months I didn't sleep well. It was really hard to sleep. I have no friends here, so I have to build everything again. When I came to here, I have one idea. I want to go back to Syria, but I realized I can't. I am here, so I have to be in this country. I have to build my own self here.
Since then, he's thrown himself into life in the UK. He's signed up for lots of activities, and his massive grin shows how much he's enjoying his first stab at acting.
It's amazing to find people who support you, who give you a chance, even if I am not a professional.
It's just 15 minutes until showtime, and another Omar, 22-year-old Omar Diallo, is taking a peek at the auditorium, which is starting to fill up.
I can see people walking in, sitting down. The room is almost full, and I can see big people here, like people from somewhere, people from all over the place. I'm just getting so scared, and this is scary, but yeah, I can see people taking videos, taking pictures. It's almost like they can't wait to see what's going on.
Omar Diallo plays the poet, the narrator of the show.
This poet is almost like someone who's been experienced the journeys that these young people been facing. So at first when I read it, it was almost like, whew, what am I going to do? But at the same time, I was excited because it is like challenging for me.
Omar, who says he came to the UK from Italy, is a former member of the Corum Young Citizens group. And a few months ago, he was accepted into the National Youth Theatre Company. It's his first big show with them.
And yes, let's get it done. Let's get down.
Oh, man! Oh, man!
Backstage is a frenzy of young people warming up. Omar Diallo is walking in circles next to an elevator, running lines. Another kid has his legs up on the wall, stretching. Finally, it gets quiet, and the show begins. The play uses a chorus to tell the stories of three young migrants, Sami, Yusra, and Mohammed, who flee a war-torn country.
Run! Leave everything!
Where do we go?
Just stop! Wait, wait, wait.
Where's our home going to be?
Wherever you lay your head!
After a long, hard journey, they make it to the UK. But it's a lot more challenging than they thought it would be.
Be patient.
You'll be looked after.
You'll be fed and housed.
You'll be sent to school.
But we have to ask these questions.
Name:
Muhammad.
Yusra.
Salim.
Ahmed.
Yusuf.
Hira.
Hadida.
Zina.
From
Sudan.
Afghanistan.
Eritrea.
Syria.
Egypt.
Libya.
Nigeria.
Iraq.
Passports.
The traffickers took them.
In this strange new place, Sami, Yusra, and Muhammad struggle to sleep, just like the migrant kids that Anna Draper worked with.
I can't sleep.
Nor me.
Keep hearing gunshots.
I wish I was home with my mother and father.
Then there's an incredible moment. Omar, from Syria, steps forward and stretches out his hand.
We'll keep you safe.
We'll keep you safe. In the play, the adults try to help the kids sleep. In real life, Draper and her team put together sleep packs for the migrant kids living in foster homes and reception centers.
Eyeballs. How do you sleep in the dark?
Eyeballs.
To reassure you.
Earplugs.
To keep out noise.
And Draper says that when the kids left the reception centers, not a single one left behind their sleep pack. Omar Alfrua also has one of the last lines of the show. At the end, the young migrants step forward to each say a line. Omar's beaming. He says that he came to the UK to study, and that he wants to be a brain surgeon and a writer.
Doesn't matter how many years you take to achieve your dream.
The audience is spellbound. All eyes are on this Syrian teenager. He stands tall, backed by the wall of windows. The London skyline and all its possibilities stretch out behind him.
Just landed here. In this very strange land, small bag in my hand.
For the world, Brenna Deldorf, London.
Staring through the barriers.